T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for only $4. We talked yesterday about the sad news of Naya Rivera. The search has now shifted from a rescue mission to a recovery mission. And during a press conference yesterday, someone with the sheriff's office said they're not even sure if they will be able to recover her body. Apparently, the conditions of this Lake Piru, in which she was boating on Wednesday with her four-year-old son, the conditions are very complicated. Lots of trees and plants underwater that can cause entanglement. It makes it unsafe for divers in a pretty complicated search. And they're afraid that if she is entangled in something underneath the water, her body may never come up to the surface and divers may never be able to find her.
Oh, no.
And they say there's a lot of drownings in that lake in particular.
Yeah. So some people who are locals close to the lake said, hopefully, if anything good comes out of this, it's that new safety precautions are put into place surrounding this lake.
Oof. Jeez, that's awful.
Yeah. I know. It's just horrible. So let's have some sweet news, shall we? Modern Family's Jesse Tyler Ferguson has a baby boy.
Aw, that's
he
nice.
And his husband, Justin Midica, welcomed their little bundle of joy, Beckett Mercer, on July 7th. The new parents are overjoyed. So sweet.
Did they name it Phil?
No, Beckett.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's
I was trying to think of the different Modern Family characters in my head, and I didn't hear Beckett. So.
Let's talk about...
Cameron?
Mariah. No, Carrie. Mariah Carey. Tim, we talked yesterday about how her memoir is coming out.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yes.
We got a title?
The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Is that really the title?
Oh, yeah.
Her autobiography is called that?
Of course it is, Tim.
Oh, man.
This is going to be just amazing. Mariah, and by the way, I think Sue asked if there was going to be a ghostwriter. No, her name's right on the front cover.
Oh,
Mariah
boy.
Carey with Michaela Angela Davis.
Mm.
So basically, Michaela Angela Davis is writing The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Yep. Right. Yep. I think we're all happy about that.
Yes. Mariah.
Wait, meaning. The meaning of her.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
I thought
what did you
said,
think?
I'm sorry. I thought you said memeing.
Oh, no.
About how she, I really did. And I was like, that's insane.
Yeah. Wow.
No, that's on me. Sorry. Yeah. Which is a good name if you're writing like an expose on her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or like
the memeing.
Getting to the bottom of stuff. With autobiography. I'm like, that just seems weird.
She posted the book cover on Instagram yesterday to her over 9 million followers. It's a gorgeous picture of her. It comes out September 29th and is now available for pre-order. Yeah, just in time for Christmas, The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
I'll take it. I can't... The TRL breakdown, she went on MTV's Total Request Live and had a breakdown live on air. And I'll never forget it. I was in the building that day, and everything stopped in that building at MTV, and because there were just televisions everywhere, and everyone was just like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Some people would say this is great. Yesterday, Jessica Simpson put a picture up online. Sorry, I'm going to spoil it. I know you probably have her in celebrity birthdays today, Kevin.
That's okay.
Right?
I figured you would know this because it's a big deal, and I saw it even yesterday as well.
Yeah. So she yesterday said, I've kept these throwback True Religion jeans in my closet for 14 years. I figured that since I'm in the final hours of my 30s, I'd give them another try. And hello, 40. So nice to meet you. She is skinny. I mean, she's been pretty open about her struggles with her weight, and she's been posting stuff saying she's been working out. But this picture, holy cow. I mean, she's also sucking her cheekbones in. You yep. can tell. But she looks, man.
Yeah, I heard some between reports that she's lost like 80 to 100 pounds of the baby weight from, you know, 2 years ago. You
know, she's so short.
Changed her diet.
Is she really?
Really?
How tall is she?
I want to say she's like 5'2". So
really?
My word.
Jessica Simpson?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm going
Jessica in. Jessica Simpson height. And so, you know, like 5 pounds on her 5'3".
Yeah.
She's 5'3". So 5 pounds on a 5'3 person looks a lot different than 5 pounds on, like, when I'm, you know, I'm 5'10". It looks like I just ate an extra burrito, you know? Are you picturing me eating an extra burrito?
Yeah, I know. That's too good.
Right.
But good for her, I say. I love her no matter what size she is, but she's been working hard.
Yeah, dang. That's a lot of work. Good for her.
It really is. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more at 8:40. Schmig Schmackdown at 7:40. Tim's writing the questions. And yeah, celebrity birthdays just before.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Thanks.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for only $4. Netflix. They are dropping so much money on original programming, so they're not playing. Business Insider put together a list of critically acclaimed Netflix shows that still got canceled. This comes because Dead to Me, they just announced that they...
I can't believe that!
Third and final season.
I love Dead to Me. I'll take one more season. I mean, where are you going to go?
But I don't know that you need more than
three seasons. That might be it.
That's the thing. I think they're spending so much money and Netflix is so successful and they can see when viewership drops off. They kind of lost me midway through season two.
Really?
Season one, I binge watched in a day.
Yeah, it's so good.
Season two dragged on a little bit. But so they announced that they'll have a third and final season. But Ozark tops the list.
Yeah.
They say canceled after 4 seasons. Wow.
Yeah, but whoa.
Ozark's done?
After the next season.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Marvel's Luke Cage canceled after 2 seasons. Drew Barrymore's Santa Clarita Diet canceled after 3. Dead to Me, The Comiskey Method, Glow, Dear White People, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, American Vandal. I mean, all these huge shows. And that's not even counting the ones that are still going on.
So the Dead...
I know.
But what if the next season of Ozark, it just knocks everything into the stratosphere? They're not going to do another one?
I guess not.
Same with Dead to Me.
Interesting you say that, because The Crown on Netflix, which I love, supposed to have 5 seasons. But the creator said he's reconsidered and it will now end after season 6. Surprise! Bonus season! So I think, yeah...
Maybe.
If Ozark just has an amazing season and Netflix says, can we get one more? Here's some cash. And here's all the money. I think they'll do it.
And does Glow already have 4 out or do they just have 3 out?
I think they only have 3.
So why have they canceled several shows on here that some seasons haven't even hit yet?
I think they're just saying, like, wrap it up.
Maybe. Maybe that's the...
And who knows if it's the creator also saying, we don't want to go beyond this.
But this list says Netflix canceled
them. Yeah.
That is wild.
I rarely do this, but can I say a traffic thing? We've got big problems on the Interbelt right now, and it's totally shut down. Both directions. Between Del Mar and Ladue Road. There's a big accident involving a tractor trailer. I'll have more coming up, but I'm watching this jam grow and I'm feeling kind of bad about it, so I had to say something.
No, thank you, Sarah. Okay, let's get The Crown. Sixth season. Very excited. Now, they're already changing up the casting again. It looks like Imelda Staunton will take over as Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
And they're replacing Helena Bonham Carter as Princess Margaret. It's going to go to Leslie Manville. She was in Phantom Thread. Also, did you say Gillian Anderson from The X-Files is going to play Margaret Thatcher in season 4?
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So this season 6 that they're adding, they're not going to extend the timeline at all. They said that for The Crown, it's still going to end in 2000. So you won't get this whole Prince Andrew Jeffrey Epstein scandal. And you also won't get any Meghan Markle drama. It will end with
Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I know. But they've cast Princess Diana. So get ready for that.
Now, Kristen Stewart.
No, not something
else. Yeah. Kristen Stewart's playing her.
Are you serious?
In a big movie, yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's just nuts to me.
I know. Let's talk from super successful shows on Netflix to the polar opposite, Quibi.
Oh, boy.
We've talked about what a bomb it's been. This short form, 10-minute episodes for everyone who's so busy and on the go. Launched during a pandemic. Ugh. They've apparently lost 90% of the free trial early users.
Oh.
You know how you get like the, hey, one free week or one free month? Yeah, 90% didn't sign up.
And their budgets, I mean, they were spending a ton of money. Yeah. Everybody in the game was making content for them. And now the budgets have dropped. You're not going to believe this. They just reached out. They saw Kevin's video on Instagram and made an offer.
Oh, I believe it.
I accept it naturally.
That's how bad Quibi is. It's the best thing on Quibi.
Now, they say initially Disney Plus subscribers, because you got a free trial for that. People who signed up, it ended up only being 11%. But they got about 9.5 million people in their first wave.
11% of the people that signed up for the free trial stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For Disney Plus. But yeah. Quibi had less than a million people sign up for a free trial.
I would have thought Disney would have been way higher.
I would have too.
Yeah. People are saying that Kevin Hart's Quibi show Die Hard looks good, but if it's canceled, he still has that Jumanji money. Mm-hmm. Even more of it now that Jumanji 3 has been confirmed by The Rock.
Oh, dear.
No, Sue, have you seen the new Jumanji movies?
They're very, very good.
I've seen them.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't need a third.
I don't need a third.
She's good.
Come on.
Sorry.
A couple of Jumanji fans over here, Sue.
Yeah, I really like the goofy first one without the recent cast, right? The one with old Robin Williams. Yes. I love that. Oh, my goodness. And then I really like the first one. The second one, it's fine. I just don't think it's great.
Yeah, sorry. But it's making a lot of money. And Tuesday, it passed over 800 million worldwide.
Holy,
so guess what?
Toledo.
Cha-ching, Jumanji 3. If you like the first and second ones, they're just...
How are they going to get those people back to the Jumanji again?
Again. Yeah. I mean, if they jump into that video game a third time, they're just... Shame on you.
Right?
Shame on you the second time.
I am so lost.
We know what you need to do this weekend. Watch some Jumanji.
Yep.
All right, write that
down right now.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including the 640 Schmig that's in the podcast on our website. And
Y98, The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Sue Thomas is in for Lance. I'm Kevin, and right now it's time for Celebrity Birthdays, where we look at the celebrities born today, July 10th, tomorrow, and Sunday. We already learned that Jessica Simpson turns 40 today. Also on this day, Adolphus Busch was born. His born on date, 1839.
Oh. Uh-huh. I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. But I'm celebrating this next birthday because my lady's born on this day. You know her as Gloria on Modern Family. How old is Sofia Vergara?
Look! At what? But do you mean at what? I said look.
I am looking.
I get it. Look sounds like look.
I'm laughing because you said my lady, and I was like, I did a quick, like, Sarah was born in December, and Kennedy was born in February.
Lady. Yeah, I was his lady.
Lady.
He didn't say it creepily, though, so that's good.
That wasn't creepily?
No. 48?
48 is correct.
Nice.
Nice job. Nice job.
How's she aged, Kev?
She's aged very well. Your next birthday, the name Neil Tennant may not ring a bell, but you know him better as the lead singer of The Pet Shop Boys. How old is he?
In a western town, a dead end world, the eastern boys and western girls.
Neil Tennant.
59.
That's a solid guess.
Thank you.
I'm going to say 57.
I'm going to say 61.
66.
Whoa. Wow.
Mm. I should, if I'm being honest, he's my least favorite Pet Shop Boy.
The two?
Are there two? I have no idea.
Looking at Saturday's birthdays, how old is singer Alicia Cara?
All you have to do is take a minute. Just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second. Your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
She's young. She's young. Like 22?
Sue?
23?
I'm going 21.
24.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not as impressed anymore. I thought she was like 14 or something.
Another singer born Saturday with hits like Tom's Diner and Luca. How old is Suzanne
Boy.
Vega?
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before.
Wow, they played the heck out of that song back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
58.
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah, because she was late 80s. Mm-hmm. 56.
I'm going to say 63.
Oh.
61.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And not really a singer, more of the songwriter and guitarist, but how old is Bon Jovi's Richie Sambora?
I'm a cowboy. I'm a steel horse. I ride. I'm a wanted.
I believe formerly of Bon Jovi. I think he's not in the band right now.
He got the boot.
I thought he quit.
I think he was having some... I don't know.
I'm Team Sambora on this, so watch very carefully what you say.
Why don't you guess first, then?
63.
Yeah, I think that's a good guess.
61.
61 is correct. Nice. Nice job.
Sambora.
Moving on to Sunday's birthdays. How old is that 70s show star, Topher Grace?
Grow up, Eric. They're G.I. Joes.
Yeah, G.I. Joes with Kung Fu Grip.
Yeah, I think he's early 40s, Topher Grace. 42.
42 is right.
Wow.
Right, good. Nice job,
Topher Grace.
Nice job. Every once in a while, we like to throw athletes in as well. We talked about a counterpart of this person who won the silver medal back in the Olympics, but how old is gold medal Olympic winner Christy Yamaguchi?
Well played, Kevin. Well played.
Oh, I actually have her playing tennis, yeah, too. If you
oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I don't know on this one.
I go 46.
44.
45.
49.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Time flies.
And to wrap up your birthdays, this Sunday, we had him in the studio, and the smell of him just stayed in your headphones, but he was one of the nicest guests ever.
Oh, Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Hi, everybody. In the next 3 minutes, we're going to work hard, work out, and get you fit to fly. Let's go!
Yeah, did he smell bad?
No, was it cologne?
It was super strong cologne.
Yeah.
And it was like in the studio for days after he left.
It was like overpowering. You didn't need it. Man, he was so nice.
So nice.
That's really kind of nice. All right.
I think he's like older than you think. I'm going to say 76.
Wow.
I think that's solid.
Go 74. 74, Tim.
I'll go...
Might be higher.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I almost said 78, but...
I'll go 77.
72.
Oh, wow.
72. Okay.
All right.
So
all right.
There you go. Those are your birthdays through the weekend. Happy birthday if you're having one today. And we've enjoyed the company of Sue Thomas all week.
Yes.
Oh, what thanks for having
star.
Me.
Sue
thanks,
Thomas.
Thanks, you guys. I'm sorry. I don't know any one-hit wonders.
No, it was fantastic.
Four.
It was great.
But your French history is not too shabby.
Yeah, that's true. I should have given you that one. We all know you know your way around 14th century France.
We have such problems on the road right now. We have 170 completely shut down, and this is south of Del Mar in both directions. There was a track.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.